Paradise Lost, Chapter 1, The Fall into Darkness. The story opens in the aftermath of rebellion, and the stage is nothing less than the Gulf of Hell itself. The author sets the tone with majesty and sorrow. Satan and his followers, once radiant beings of light, now lie chained in a lake of fire. This image is both tragic and powerful. They were created in brilliance, yet their pride has reduced them to ruin. The darkness is not just external, it is a reflection of their inner fall. Satan rises from the flames with defiance burning brighter than the fire around him. He refuses to accept defeat, and his words are filled with twisted courage. "Better to reign in hell than serve in heaven," he declares, a line that crystallizes the warped glory of rebellion. The author shows us how pride disguises itself as freedom, how destruction masks itself as victory. Satan's speech rallies his followers, transforming despair into a new, distorted purpose. But beneath the bravado lies a warning. Even in triumph, Satan cannot escape the torment of his own mind. Hell is not only a place of fire, but a state of soul, the torment of knowing what was lost. For the listener, the chapter becomes a reflection. How often do we mistake pride for strength or stubbornness for freedom? The fall is not sudden. It is the slow yielding to self-deception. This opening invites us into a